Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Friday, October 15th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. It's been decades since the city of Los Angeles began unearthing allegations of sexual harassment and racism at the LA Fire Department. Now, an investigation by KPCC senior politics reporter Libby Dankman finds that despite policy and leadership changes at LAFD over the years, the city has failed to root out hazing and abuse of women firefighters.
Female firefighters say they routinely endure abusive treatment while on the job at LAFD, including verbal harassment, isolation, hostile pranks, and training exercises designed to humiliate. Women told us about finding their equipment vandalized with derogatory graffiti and regularly cleaning up human waste left in women's bathrooms. One early career firefighter says she opened her duffel bag at a fire station to find raw chicken had been stuffed inside to rot. LAFD officials say they have zero tolerance for misconduct, and they encourage members to use the department's complaint tracking system. LAFD is also conducting a survey to assess cultural issues. But our investigation found little trust in the system. Fear of retaliation keeps most women from reporting abuse, and the firefighters we spoke to say they no longer believe promises of reform. I'm Libby Dankman.
Thousands of LA city workers remain unvaccinated against COVID-19, even as a mandate looms. Here's KPCC health reporter Jackie Fortier.
More than 70% of the city's 53,000 workers are at least partially vaccinated, up from half just last month. The city has ordered all employees to be fully immunized against COVID-19 by Tuesday. In total, about 21% of city workers have declined to give vaccine information or haven't reported their status, and about 8% report not being vaccinated at all. The LAPD is the largest city department and has more than 3,700 unvaccinated personnel. Thousands of workers have applied for a religious or medical exemption. In a statement, LA Mayor Eric Garcetti said every request would be carefully vetted. City officials and labor unions continue negotiations. It's unclear if unvaccinated personnel without an exemption will be placed on leave or lose their job. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Hollywood's behind-the-camera workers could walk off the job Monday, which would freeze nearly all TV and movie production. The 60,000 members of IATSE, the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, want better pay and better work schedules. Sunday at midnight is the deadline for a new deal with producers. Pharmacy workers at Rite Aid have approved a new contract that will bring them a pay raise of nearly 10% plus better health benefits. And like the contract ratified last week by CVS employees, the Rite Aid contract sets up a worker-led health and safety committee to deal with the hazards of working in stores during the pandemic. Some Rite Aid stores are short-staffed, leaving employees during late-night hours to deal largely alone with customers or with customer violence. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.